I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 to hop aboard. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. We hope everyone out there had a very nice Memorial Day weekend. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, hope everybody had a wonderful weekend and had a very productive weekend.
Did you?
I had sinus. Oh. I had some sinus issues.
You had a rest
fact,
up?
Yeah, my face still a little swollen. I had like a sinus infection.
Mm. Well, you made it, though. You're here.
Yeah, I'm here. I made it.
We're here. We're all back. 215-592-9494. You know who else is here and ready to go as we are post-Memorial Day?
Who?
The Phillies, who enter today with the best record in baseball. Hugh, another good weekend. Look, they swept the Rockies. Look, the A's aren't good, but they're obviously better than the Rockies. I didn't go into this weekend needing a sweep, but I needed 2 out of 3, and they did it. Good win Friday, crazy game Saturday. Sunday, they almost took it, but look, 2 out of 3 and winning 6 out of 7 on the road, that's a darn good trip.
Yeah, no question about it. I'll tell you what, man, they're playing well. They're exactly where they were last year around this time.
Yep.
I mean, they've been in the last couple of years around this time. So, yeah, they're on pace to do what they're supposed to do.
Well, they're playing really good baseball right now. And, look, we've talked a lot about the different parts of this team, the weakness, the bullpen, the strength, the starting rotation, some of the ups, the downs of the offensive guys. Trey's having himself, you know, right now looks like it's maybe his best year as a Philly so far. Schwarber's having a great season. Harper's come on in recent weeks. That's all great. But I feel like there's someone, and we even gave credit, we tried to at least, you didn't want to, but we tried to apologize a few weeks ago to Dave Dombrowski. I feel like we've hit a lot of the buttons here on the people that are responsible for the Phillies having the best record in baseball. Except it feels like, at least on this show, one person has not been talked about a lot. And he doesn't get talked about a lot when things are good. It's only when things are bad that he gets brought up a lot. But I want to talk about Rob Thompson, because I think he deserves more credit for where the Phillies are right now and the season they're having. I think Rob Thompson is doing an excellent job with this team, because I don't think they are best record in baseball roster, you know, wise. Like, I don't look at their roster and say, oh, they should clearly be the best team in baseball. I saw holes when the season started. I think a lot of people did. The bullpen has been a hole the entire season. And they've got a manager right now who is running two different lineups. Like, think about the reaction of that at the end of spring training when Topper said, we're going to do two different lineups. We called it a hedge. We said, pick one. People got annoyed. It's worked. He's gotten the best out of Trey Turner by batting him leadoff against lefties. He's gotten a lot out of Stott by protecting him and putting him leadoff against righties. I think Topper has done a really good job this season. He has a bullpen he can only trust 2 or 3 guys. Aaron Nola was terrible to start the season. Harper didn't hit for a month and a half. And yet he's got the team with the best record in all of baseball. Hugh, I'll say it. I think Rob Thompson deserves more credit than he's getting here for the start this season. What do you think?
No.
What?
He get credit for doing his job. I don't understand how y'all sit here every week and y'all look at somebody that's supposed to be doing their job and say, oh, well, he needs an apology.
No one said apology to Topper.
Credit for doing what?
Well, he's doing a better job than I think people give
him
credit for.
He's doing the job that he has been paid to do.
Sure, but he's doing it well, really well right now. How many teams in baseball would have this record with a bullpen that is this bad and your best hitter not doing much for the first month and a half? Not many.
He's been hovering around this part or he's been in this arena for a while now. He's been, like I gave you some stats last week about how they've been here the last three seasons with Topper at the helm. So to me, Topper's doing exactly what he does all the time around this time of year. You know what Topper needs to do? Close this thing out. There's no pressure. I like Topper. I like him a lot. But for you to sit here and say or ask me to give him more credit for doing his job,
especially you.
Hell
of all the people I know, you're the one I'm talking to the most.
We have been here before. This is not the problem that this team has, the regular season. It's not. It's the postseason.
I understand that. But every regular season is different. This team has flaws. I mean, this bullpen.
No question.
We saw it this weekend. And even winning 2 out of 3, the bullpen almost ruined it.
And they stayed stagnant as far as getting some fresh blood up here.
And that's not Topper's decision, though. That's on Jabrowski.
Okay, with that being said, he's still done a good job of doing his job. So, no, to give him more credit, no.
I think he's done a great job. 215-592-9494. Rob Thompson, does he deserve more credit than we're giving him? The guy has the best record in baseball with a team that I view very flawed. Like, I don't look at the Phillies as a 100-win team. Not on paper. They have a lot of holes. Their bullpen stinks. Aaron Nola, who we were supposed to count on, stunk and had to go on the IL, unfortunately. We don't know when he's going to come back. They have a team that has 3 or 4 guys in the lineup every day. He's got a shuffle. He's got platoons at second, platoons in left, platoon in center. His third baseman, Alec Bohm, was so bad early.
So bad.
That he's been hot for a month and his numbers still aren't very good. I mean, like, that's how bad he was early. But they navigated that, and they have the best record in all of baseball. I want to play this for you. Topper talking a couple weeks ago about Trey Turner. Trey is having what I would say is his best season as a Philly so far. He has hit the ball well the entire year. He has played better defense. Not great, but better defense. He's run better. I just think we're getting the best version we've had in Philadelphia of Trey Turner. And how about the credit I'm going to give Topper for that? Because Topper's the one that said, hey, let's change your approach. Let's do it this way. Here's Topper talking about Trey a couple weeks ago.
You got a guy like Trey going like he's going. He's got 20 hits in his last 12 games. 18 of them are singles. Do you sit there and go, good enough, don't change a thing that you're doing? Or the fact that there's not as much slug there is like, yeah, I'd still like to get some of that too.
At the start of the season, Trey and I had a talk, and I said, I don't care about home runs. We got plenty of guys that can do that. I want you to get on base. 380 is the goal. I want you to steal base. I want you to get 40. I want you to score 100 runs. If he does that, I don't care about anything else.
And it's worked. I mean, that I don't think that's easy to get buy-in from a player that has a $300 million contract. He asked him to be a different hitter, and he's been a different hitter. He's put the bat on the ball. He's gotten more singles. Now, a little more home runs this past weekend, but for the most part, Trey hasn't slugged. He's not hit. He's not on pace at 30 home runs the way we know he could be a 25-30 home run guy. Topper asked him to do something. He's done it. I can't believe we got Hugh over here refusing to give credit to Rob Thompson for the season he's having. This is manager of the year kind of stuff.
No, you're saying I don't refuse to give him credit. I'm just not giving him credit for doing his job.
But
you're asking me to give him more credit for doing his job.
They're playing better than the roster.
This is out of necessity.
On him.
They put him in a really a no-win situation if you look at it. And he's thrived in that situation. You know, like they say, sometimes, what is it? Pressure either bust dipe. I can't even say it right. Pressure out of the bus pipes
and
or creates
back.
Diamonds.
We have diamonds in the dugout.
No, but that was out of necessity. They went into this season. I look at it like this, saying, okay, we have enough to win with, correct? Mm-hmm. You just need to figure out to push the right buttons because you have enough to win with. And like I said, when you look at their track record, they're not in unfamiliar territory. Now, if they were in unfamiliar territory, I would agree with you.
But this roster, I view as worse than last year's. I think it's worse.
I feel
the
like...
The bullpen is clearly worse than last year.
Okay, I give you that. But he's coaching out of necessity because he doesn't have a new contract, if I'm not mistaken. He got 1 year left on his deal?
Well, they keep adding the 1 year.
Yeah, they got 1 year left on his deal. And you have an older team that's looming over your head that they're going to break this thing up if you don't get it done.
Well, that's for sure. 215-592-9494. Does Rob Thompson deserve more credit? The Phillies, we always talk about Memorial Day as that kind of that moment you look at the standings. Well, yesterday was Memorial Day. The Phillies have the best record in baseball, and I think Topper is a huge reason why. You know, back in spring training, before the season started, I said, I'm putting him on the hot seat. I need him to perform really well this season. Otherwise, he's not going to be the long-term manager. Like, I need him to do a good job this year. And I think he's done a really nice job. And I understand your point, Hugh. It's about what he does in October. But so far, I just feel like if you give most managers this bullpen, they're not having a record this good. He can only trust like three guys down there to the point where he's had to push his starters. He's trying to avoid using these guys.
Yeah, and then you talk about what happened a couple weeks ago.
Alvarado. Yes.
Yeah, I get that. But again, we've been here before. And I am not giving him any quarter for being in the same position. Basically, if you look at the stat sheet that he was in last year.
I know, but like Sirianni we gave some credit to last year. He had been there before.
It's a little different.
Well, because... He had been there before.
Bubblehead coach cut his hair.
I don't give a shit.
And it was rocky. It was a real rocky start
for
the Eagles.
Well, I could say the Phillies thing was rocky.
Yeah, but again, with the sampling size being what it is, they're still in the same sweet spot that they were in last year, give or take a few games.
They are. They're very close to where they were last year. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. As we reset on a Tuesday post-Memorial Day, and the Phillies have the best record in all of baseball. Kyle, what are you feeling on Topper as he has guided the Phillies into first place?
Well, he definitely deserves more credit.
I was
one of the people saying Dave Dombrowski deserves more credit too, but I would tend to agree that I don't think the roster is better than it was last season. And I feel like we talk out of both sides of our mouth if we say, well, Dombrowski didn't do enough this offseason, but Topper's doing what he's supposed to. If he has him at the same spot that he does last season with the worst roster and a GM who didn't give him anything, quote unquote, this offseason, then he's doing a damn good job. And he didn't even have to have his Britney Spears moment to get this team to buy into what I think Topper's hair is too nice to shave.
Right. You can't do that.
But I'm sort of equating what's going on this season, at least with this offense, to what Nick Sirianni did at the bye week that we gave him tons of credit for, which he deserved, which was getting some of the big personalities on this team, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Jalen Hurts, namely. I guess Devontae's not a big personality, but you get where I'm coming from. Guys that want the ball to sort of take a step back and say, you know what, like if this is what it takes to win, then I'll do it. I mean, the Phillies put this on the players. You have to change your approach, trying to teach some old dogs new tricks. I mean, you know Bryce Harper wants to mash the ball out of the ballpark. Castellanos wants to just go up there and hit and not take walks. And the entire offense seems like they've changed their approach. They're moving runners over. Topper's doing double steals. They're getting sack flies, just hitting the ball out to the outfield so they can get a run in. Like, Topper's kind of stealing runs in some of these games. And I think he deserves a lot of credit for doing that. And, I mean, we know the bullpen's the weakest part of this team. But, and we'll see how this affects the team later on in the season. But I mean, he's doing the right thing in stretching out the starters the most that he possibly can to get these wins because he knows that the bullpen is not that deep. I think all in all, Topper's doing a fantastic job, and it's time people start recognizing.
If you gave me a ballot right now and said write down a few names for Manager of the Year in the National League, Rob Thompson's on my ballot. I mean, this team, to where they are right now, considering the issues they have, and we went over them, Bryce Harper didn't do much for the first month. Alec Bohm was so bad the first month that he's been hot for a month, and his numbers still aren't great for the season. That's how bad he was. And Kyle talked about the idea that Topper to get these guys to buy in, to change. I mean, the Phillies are, I don't know how you say this, top 10, bottom 10 in strikeouts. I mean, in terms of strikeouts as a team, they have the ninth fewest strikeouts in baseball. That's pretty darn good considering we know what, I mean, how many times they strike out opening day? 19?
Yeah.
They're probably like bottom five in baseball since then in strikeouts.
I freaked out.
Yeah, that was a big freakout day.
Yeah,
it's all right. Listen, since then, they
enough was enough.
I mean, overacting much.
Well, it was a tough day. But since then, they haven't struck out much at all. 215-592-9494. And the last thing I'll say is, how about the buy-in from Schwarber? Right, he moved him off the leadoff spot. That was Schwarber's spot.
But that was kind of like from day one he was that got him.
No, not – well, what do you mean? Day one,
Schwarber kind of like he bought in – it felt like he bought into it since he was asked.
But we don't give the manager credit for that conversation?
But I think that's just
him.
His demeanor. The other cat's not so
you
much.
You just don't want to give Topper any credit.
No, I mean, I'm giving him his credit. I'm giving him credit for being in the same spot that you were in last year. How are we going to finish this thing out?
No,
what about just the two lineups anyway?
Yeah, right.
And the fact that the one guy who's the leadoff hitter is basically still kind of being platooned.
Yes.
Out of necessity.
With Sosa? Well, but right, but that's...
But everyone disagreed with it.
But we would kill Topper if it was a necessity and he wasn't doing it.
I just... The problem is you didn't take the pledge.
I didn't take the pledge.
We all feel it this morning.
But it's... I took the pledge, but let's be honest. We're in a comfortable spot. We've been here before, correct?
Yeah.
What is our biggest issue? Is the postseason.
Yes, I understand that.
This is not me saying I'm waiting for the postseason.
But this is pledge stuff.
This is me with my arms folded talking about, that's great.
It's pledge.
I'm not giving you any more credit.
That means you didn't take the pledge.
Well, they can't win in the postseason in May.
They got to get there first.
No, I mean, they're in the same spot that they were in last year. I give them credit for that.
In a more challenging National League.
You are doing a wonderful job in being exactly where you were last year.
Yeah, but the roster, the bullpen is worse than it was last year. And each, I mean, the one thing we thought was like turnkey with this team was Schwarber leadoff. And he said, you know what? I'm changing it. And it worked. Schwarber's had the best year of his Phillies career so far. At least he's on pace to. We haven't even got to June yet. And Schwarber's got, what, 18 home runs?
Won't be long now.
It won't be long until June now. I mean, that's right. I think Topper's done an outstanding job to start the season. 215-592-9494. What do you come down? Does Rob Thompson deserve more credit as the Phillies enter the day after Memorial Day with the best record of baseball? Chris in Middletown is up on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Happy Show Your Loyalty Douglas Day.
That's what it is. What's up, Chris?
You Douglas.
What's
you
up? Douglas.
Thank you for being right on this topic today and breathing some wisdom.
Oh, jeez. Yeah,
I try.
I mean,
every day.
I mean, what's the guy collecting a paycheck for? You know what I mean, Hugh?
To do his job. Do your job.
Can we point out a few things, Joe?
Mm-hmm.
Joe, this team is loaded with talent. It's one of the most talented teams in Major League Baseball with the highest payroll. And you want to give the guy a trophy for winning? Like
credit, not on a trophy, credit. More credit than we give him.
We can work on the trophy, though.
And then, you know, Kyle's saying like, oh, well, you know, he's doing this. He's got Trey stealing bases. Like that's a shattering concept. You know what he's finally doing? Oh, and we got Schwarber hitting in the cleanup spot. And that was a brilliant move by Thompson. No, you know what he's finally doing? He's finally using the team as they were constructed properly.
Oh, so he was wrong before, and he's right now.
He was wrong before. Now he's right because he finally listened to Mr. Dombrowski. Right?
Oh, okay, I see. So Topper, he finally wisened up. So how about we give him credit for that then? He listened.
Because he listened to his boss. You, by the way, Dave said the checks are in the mail. But so here's my feeling of, honestly, and this is what I feel like with Thompson. Because, again, of what I stated earlier as far as, like, highest loaded team, all of that stuff, all the money's there, everything's there. Like, he's like baseball's modern version of Barry Switzer. Like, are we really going to ring the bell for a guy that's doing what, like Hugh says, he's doing exactly what he's supposed to be doing? But you know what? Hey, at least Barry won us the national championship or for the Cowgirls, right? Here's what I want to apologize to, because there is an apology that needs to be given up.
Mm-hmm.
I ripped this poor man. I called him out for being quiet. I said he needs to wake up. I said he needs to lock in. I even chanted that he needs to lock in. Mr. Bryce Harper, I'm very sorry that I listened to Joe Giglio and turned on you like Hugh Douglas did with the Atlanta
Braves. I didn't tell you to turn on Bryce Harper. That wasn't me.
Yes, you did. You told this city he's a bum.
I never said those words. Nope.
You said he's right behind the wand.
Nope.
You know, we're going to get rid of Turner and then we're going to wand Harper.
You know that didn't happen. Telling lies now, but go ahead. All right.
Listen, you know, it's my story, my facts, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So listen, Mr. Harper, this man needs to be appreciated because he is SUPERMAN, Superman! Let's go, Phil.
Chris, appreciate the phone call. He lost me halfway through the spelling there.
Well, I thought that was an F-U.
Me too.
And I was.
I didn't know what he was spelling.
A little?
Yeah, a little bit.
This is the company you want to keep, Chris in Middletown. This is the company you want to keep, not giving.
Yeah, all right. Mm.
Because he agreed with you.
Middletown's nice. Yeah.
Yeah. You're moving there next?
I don't know where I'm going.
Okay.
I'm going somewhere.
Then you just moved your place.
I'm trying to find space already? Yeah, I'm running out of space.
I just don't, like, I don't know how Topper gets credit then if we won't give him credit now. Like, what is, we're talking about this team as if it's like turnkey. No, it's not. They have three hitters right now that are above average across Major League Baseball.
You know, get
three.
Credit.
Three. We make it sound like this, if you look at the numbers right now, in terms of all of Major League Baseball, three hitters, OPSs, are above average. Three regulars, Harper, Turner, Schwarber. Everybody else below average. This isn't like the easiest team to manage. They got platoons at second. They got platoons at left. They got platoon in center. The bullpen isn't very good, and yet they have the best record. Someone's got to get credit for this.
I'm not trying to discredit him, but eventually, you know, you got to win it all. I don't think I'm asking for too much. Am I asking for too much for you to win it all?
Because
you've been in this situation for last four seasons, correct?
But see, you're not only being fair.
I am being fair.
Every year's different. And I could have said the same thing to Sirianni last year, that he's not doing a good job.
How many years?
Because he didn't win it all yet. Well, but we're in May.
How many years did it take for the Dodgers manager to break through? Because he's been there for a while.
Sure.
At least 8 seasons, right?
I think he got the job around 13, 14, and then they won it in 20. So, yeah, 6, 7 seasons.
Okay, so Topper's on the clock. He needs to get it done.
Of course he does. But what does that do what he's doing right now?
No, I mean, he's doing his job right now.
You, the reality is you refuse to give him credit.
No, I mean, I'm giving him all the credit. I mean, he was able to push the right buttons to get these guys to buy into what he was selling this year, correct?
Yeah.
And put them in the same position that they were in last year around this time, correct?
But most people thought this team was worse, and they're performing better or the same as last year.
I mean, I give you that,
yeah.
But they thought they were worse because they didn't make any moves, correct?
Right.
In offseason.
Yeah.
So Topper basically came into the locker room and said, hey, man, this ain't just on me. This is on y'all.
Sure.
Because they're going to break this thing up if we don't get it done this year.
I think they're overperforming. I don't know. I'll just say it like that. I don't think the Phillies.
I don't believe that.
Yeah. I don't think they're a 102-win roster.
I believe.
I think they're overperforming.
When I look at the numbers from last year and the last couple of years, the Phillies have been one of the most consistently winning teams in Major League Baseball over the last 3 seasons.
But they're on pace to be the best team they've had so far.
Okay, and that's great. But it only matters to me is how they finish the season. You see what I'm saying? Because
sure,
that's where the part becomes disappointing. It almost feels to me like this, Joe, when I look at this team and where they are. 3 years, they've been the most – like, go look it up. They've been one of the most consistent teams in Major League Baseball. When you talk about, especially in the NL, how the divisions changed a couple years ago, it was the Mets and the Braves mm-hmm. that both had 101 wins. But the Phillies were right there with, like, 80-something wins. Then they overtook the Mets and the Braves. So they're on pace. To me, they should break through this year. This is the year that they have to break through.
Well, I also think it's harder this year because the NL has got more good teams. Like the Phillies need to be their best version to just make the playoffs this year.
But like I said, the teams that they're going against, there's a lot of upstarts in there.
Yeah, but
they've been the most consistent, so they need to figure out a way. For me, they need to figure out a way to get over the hump.
Yeah, see, it feels like I'm not thinking about October yet. We got to get there. And that's why, I'm giving Topper credit because I think they need to have the foot on the gas just to get to October this time. 3 years ago, like, they just could putz around and make the playoffs as the sixth seed. You can't do that anymore.
No, but I think that this year, and the reason why, I'm giving Topper credit because I think they're more locked
Nobody
in.
Nobody hears it.
I feel like they're more locked in this year than they have been in the past because they're willing to make those sacrifices that you're talking
Extra
about.
Extra poll question. Did Hugh Douglas take the pledge?
I did take the pledge.
You did not. I mean,
wholeheartedly. I put my hand over my chest and was like, yes.
This isn't pledge stuff. Leaders. I mean, everyone hears it.
If
that's not the pledge. See, that's how I know you didn't take it seriously. We all know it.
United States of America.
Yeah, it's to the Republic.
To the Republic for which it stands.
One nation.
Under God.
Indivisible.
Under liberty and justice.
We just did the Pledge of Allegiance. Sorry.
You haven't done that in a while, though.
It's one of those things that never leaves you.
No, like, it doesn't.
Even though it's been a long time since we were in school. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard on a Tuesday back from Memorial Day. The Phillies are the best record in baseball. 2 out of 3 against the A's this weekend. They welcome in the Braves tonight. I think Rob Thomson deserves more credit for the way this team is playing right now. He refuses to give him any credit. He's pretending he is, but just taking shots at him halfway through everything he says. Do you believe Rob Thomson deserves more credit for where the Phillies are at right now? Your thought on that, plus another good weekend for the Phillies. Topper deserves more credit. Agree, disagree. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Kepler swings, hits one high and deep, right field, and that one has tied the game. Max Kepler over the bullpens, onto the berm in right field. It's 6-6 here in the ninth. Oh, what a moment. Those games Friday and Saturday, specifically on Saturday, were wild. How did Kepler get in the game? Oh, he pinch hit. That's how he got in the game on Saturday. Nice move by Topper in a series and a season of nice moves by Rob Thomas. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. The Phillies own the best record in baseball after beating the A's 2 out of 3. We know they went 6-1 on the road trip. They've been really good in the month of May, as they should be. They faced a lot of teams that weren't good, but that's another little thing I'll give Topper credit for. You're supposed to beat the bad teams, but they haven't let up. I mean, I love that about this team, that they just keep beating these teams that are bad. Great record against them. I think Rob Thomson deserves more credit for where the Phillies are at. Unfortunately, not everyone around here agrees. Hugh Douglas being the one, obviously.
I mean, I like Rob. You know I like Rob. I like him a lot. But I mean, I'm not giving him any more credit for doing his job.
But he's doing better than his job.
He's doing what is expected of him to do under the circumstances. Why not? Why is
that? Well, their win total before the season was 90.5. They're on pace for like 102 wins.
What was their win total? They were on pace for like 90-some wins last year.
No, I mean they're like Vegas win total. Like the betting market said they're about a 90-win team. They're playing like 100-win teams. Who gets credit for that?
Okay. I mean, he's doing his job, but still.
But that's better than his job.
He's doing exactly what he's being paid to do.
I disagree.
Make this team better. Try to squeeze juice from this lemon. What do you call it? Make lemonade out of lemons?
But how does a manager ever get credit then? Like, I'm confused.
When he wins the World Series.
Well, somebody's going to win Manager of the Year before anyone wins the World Series.
When he wins the World Series. Same way we got Coach Bubblehead got
Are you saying abolish Manager of the Year?
No, I'm not saying that.
Wow.
But I'm just saying.
Put the headline up.
Okay, if he wins Manager of the Year and doesn't win the World Series, who's happy about that?
Well, that's not what we're out for. But he deserves credit for managing well during the season.
He's been managing well since he's been the manager. Is it safe to say that?
Yes, but I think this is a particularly different kind of season because he changed up a lot of things.
You know what this reminds me of?
What's
it's
that?
Like, go or get off the pot. That's kind of how I look at this season.
But that's not his fault. He didn't build the team.
I mean,
he doesn't decide their ages.
You're kind of guilty by association. You took the job. You started the groundswell.
Yeah.
Of changing the culture and everything. So, to me, you're doing your job because with what you were given, with the ingredients that you were given, a lot of people didn't think you could cook with that, right? Let him cook. He's cooking. He's put them in a position with less talent, like you guys like to say, than he had a year before. But the outcome it still has to be the same. Or the mission is not has not changed.
I agree with that. But this is pledge stuff because you're talking about October. We're talking about now. You're caught up in October.
No, I'm caught up in the whole thing. Mm-hmm. See, this is the unfortunate thing about this team and where they are, is that we've been down this road before. Like, I remember vividly, well, not vividly because you know how my mind works, but I remember vaguely having these same kind of conversations last year talking about this team and us feeling great about where they are and how they're winning and how June is when they really take off. So they're right there. They're in a sweet spot. But the reality of it is, Topper, to me, needs to make sure he keeps this thing going in September, October, and in November.
Sure. That's
the biggest thing.
Some of that's out of his hands, though.
But here's this is what I give him credit for, since we're giving our credit.
Took 33 minutes.
Good job. See, I'm trying to be serious here. I ain't been to work in a while. I have all these pent up emotions and ideas in my head that I want to get across to the people. Y'all want to play a game.
We gave you 30 minutes. Finally, you say something nice about the guy.
But here's the thing. You have done a great job of changing the mindset of the players.
Yes.
And they've bought into what you were selling. Reluctantly, a couple guys, it took them a while to get there.
But they did it.
But they got there. So this is where we are, and I applaud you for that.
Finally.
Joe, our work here is done.
Yeah, I can go home now.
I will applaud you for that.
All right, I'm out. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
But the bottom line is you need to finish differently.
The bottom line is this. He's got two or three relievers he could trust. One, he could just got himself suspended.
Yeah.
Their number two starter, at least the guy we thought was the number two starter, was 1-7 and is now injured. And he tried to throw this weekend, and his ankle still hurts. So who knows when we see Nola again. He moved the leadoff hitter down to fourth. He has two leadoff hitters, and it's worked. And he talked all spring about changing their approach. And they're one of the 10 best teams in terms of strikeouts. I think Rob Thomas deserves a ton of credit for where the Phillies are right now. 215-592-9494. Jeff in Wilmington's up on WAP. What's up, Jeff?
I don't think Hugh took the pledge. I think he took the hedge. He's not, dude.
I like that. That's good.
Very good.
Yeah, I came up with that on my own, by the way. Nah, man, look, the manager does get credit, definitely a lot of credit, for him and the coaching staff for changing the approach that these guys have. I don't know how hard he had to talk Schwarber into getting out of the leadoff spot. I think we kind of think that Schwarber was steadfast on that for a while, but I'm not so sure about that. I think he would go wherever. And it's already proven that it's a better it's proven better because he's getting more RBIs. But the key was having either Stott or Turner hit. And both of those guys are doing what, they're hitting.
Well, and Jeff, I'll add to that. Because if they were going to do that, you're right. The key was whoever was going to bat leadoff needed to get on base. And Jeff, I think at first I wasn't on board with the hedging, right, the two leadoff hitters. But it really has gotten the best out of both of those guys. Because as much as we want Stott to play every day, he doesn't hit lefties very well. Sosa hits him better. And Turner hits lefties better than righties. So every day it feels like we have a good leadoff hitter regardless of the hand of the other pitcher.
Now, yes. And I kind of like a platoon in a few positions because it kind of doesn't wear guys out by the end of the year. If you go with the same nine guys all year long, there's a pretty good chance that they're cooked by the end of September.
Yep.
Now you got to hope they do well. But now he deserves credit. Again, I kind of agree with you that yes, the ultimate credit will be if he can get this team a World Series win. But for now, I didn't expect him to be the best record in baseball.
Neither did I. I mean, when they were 13-13 after they got swept by the Mets, I mean, if we had said Memorial Day they have the best record, most people would have said we're crazy. And here they are. Jeff, good phone call. See, how about that? Jeff coming in with the zingers, the hedger, the credit, the hedge. I mean, he hears it. Hugh Douglas refuses to give Topper credit except minutes ago.
I'm not refusing to give him credit. Mm-hmm. It's just that we've been here before. That's all.
But isn't every year it's his own thing? It feels like we're penalizing him because they lost in the playoffs last year.
I'm not trying to penalize him, but, okay, here's the reality. And it goes back to that you never get more than you can handle. They didn't decide to bring anybody else in. They made some fringe movements.
Besides Lizardo.
They made some fringe movements. Yeah. And they said, okay, we have enough to win with. So the heads up, the higher-ups believe that. So it was on Topper to get the job done, and he's done that. So I look at it like, okay, they gave you a task that they felt that you could accomplish. and you've done that. No, you don't get no extra credit for that.
I think he's done it better than you're giving him credit for.
But no,
I don't
not,
look at them as a team that's this good on a roster.
I'm not trying to diminish what he's doing. What I'm trying to get y'all to see is that he's been this route before. Now the way that he got here is a little different. My biggest concern is what happens after June. Because that's the biggest question mark that we have for this team. Because if you look at the numbers, again, they're right where they should be at the beginning of the season as far as the numbers are concerned, from the data that I had, the inconclusive data for the last 3 years.
Oh, the Harvard studies?
Well, yeah, because it's inconclusive because we don't know how this year is going to end. But they're right there. They're right where they need to be. Now, my concern is, after the All-Star break, they started to fall off just a little bit.
And they might again, and that's not his fault. They're old.
They need to figure out a way to be more of what they are right now.
I agree.
And keep that going.
But if they fall off a little bit between now and the end of the season, is that necessarily his fault? I don't know. I mean, they're not. Sometimes water finds its level, right? I think they're playing above their level right now. I think they're playing really well considering the weaknesses they have. It's tough to win in baseball every day with a bullpen that is unreliable.
No question.
They've won this month pretty much every day with a bullpen that's unreliable. That's not easy. I give the manager credit. He's navigated through it. And Kyle mentioned it. He's pushed his starters. And so far, other than Noel, they've stayed healthy for him, knowing he can't trust this bullpen. I mean, if he trusts this bullpen, they're going to give up runs.
And in the last couple of weeks, they found their offense.
Mm-hmm.
On average, like 5 runs a game or something similar to that?
I'm sure it's close. It feels like that.
Need to keep that going.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
That's the biggest thing for me. If you can keep that going in some semblance of that, then the pitching is not going to be as big a deal as it was last year,
well,
in my opinion.
Yeah, and the starting pitching is excellent. So that's a backbone of the team. Cheryl in Newark is up. Hey, Cheryl.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Cheryl.
I agree with you 100%. I feel like Thompson's just doing exactly what he gets paid to do. You can't keep the status quo and expect things to get better. You have to make changes. That's exactly what his job is. And he has to motivate the team to be self-determined to make changes on their own also. I think I agree with you. We have to wait until the postseason and see what happens. And I think it's too early to project how many games they're going to win. There's still too much season left.
Well, that's fair. we don't have to project yet, but they are playing really well through the first 2 months. I mean, better than I thought they were going to play, Cheryl. When they got off to about a 500 start the first 2.5 weeks, I didn't feel good about where this was going, and since then they've been excellent.
Yeah, I agree. I didn't like where it was going in the beginning of the season either.
But and you know, that points back to him too. And Cheryl, we appreciate the phone call. I mean, there's a little bit of 2024 Eagles to this. A little bit. First month of the season was choppy, and then they got rolling. And you know, I don't know what's going to happen the next 3 months. Right? They could fall off. They could play well. We'll see. I mean, this is.
I think they'll be fine. That's not me. And this is. I just want to be clear, because I don't want anybody to think that I am not enjoying the season or I got my arms folded just waiting for the end of the season.
Oh, I did see those headlines out there.
I don't.
WIP's Hugh Douglas not enjoying the Philly season.
That's not what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. But it's one of those things that if they can keep this momentum going the way that they have right now, and I know it's still a lot of baseball left to play, they'll be fine. I believe they'll be fine. It's just that I'm not into giving anybody any extra credit for doing what they've been doing the last couple years.
But sometimes managers do good jobs during the season.
Not impressed.
Let's hold on a second. If Nick Sirianni's Eagles last year had lost to the Rams, he didn't do a good job last season? Like if Matthew Stafford hits a touchdown there on the last play to Puka, Eagles out in the division round, did Sirianni not do a good job for the season? Because he did.
I think, he'd be looked at differently. They'd have lost to the Rams.
What about Fangio? Of course he would have been looked at differently. But does it mean he didn't do a good job that season? They turned their year around at 2-2. They lean into the run game. He did a lot of good things.
I think that if say that happened the way that you said it happened, if they did lose the Rams,
which was very close to happening,
I don't think Coach Sirianni is here next year as a head coach.
I disagree.
No, there's no way.
Listen, I disagree.
See, this is where people tend to forget.
They dominated from October through January.
This is where people tend to forget where this thing was going. There was a lot of speculation on whether or not Coach Sirianni was the right man for this job. There was a lot of conversation being had in the front offices upstairs about, especially after he got into it with a fan, whether he was too much
for this
organization.
But then they dominated October, November, December.
If they would have lost to the Rams.
In the second round.
There's no way.
This probably would have been a different conversation. You can't. Come on, man.
So wait, but you would say he didn't do a good job?
I would say that the Eagles probably would think that we probably need to move on from this head coach.
No,
I could not disagree more.
Now, hold on. Now, maybe he doesn't have as rich of a contract as he does now, but I still think he'd be the Eagles coach.
Man, listen, that would be. We had conversation, and he was a lame duck for like weeks when they lost to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers last year.
But you're ignoring October, November, and December.
No, I am keeping it a bean. Mm. Y'all tend to see what happens when things tend to go your way, and the history's great. Everybody, he was the great. No, there was questions about Coach Sirianni.
We'd be closer to Lori building a dome because they lost in the snow to the Rams than firing Nick Sirianni.
Well, Elliot would be all over that and would drive me crazy.
that would definitely be a conversation.
The dome stuff.
Opinion.
Yeah, I can't do that. All right, can we bring on Elaine from Swedesboro? Because she wants to yell at Hugh, so I want to talk to Elaine. Hey, Elaine.
Hello, how are you?
Good, Elaine. How are you?
I'm a first-time caller, and I couldn't let this one go. Got to talk to you.
Go ahead, Elaine.
Okay, so I don't know about you, but in my world, I get performance reviews every 6 months, and we either need a performance improvement, you meet expectations, or you exceed expectations. Well, I think he succeeded. So, what does that mean? It doesn't mean he gets a raise. It doesn't mean he gets anything. He gets a pat on the back. Yay. How about you? Do you just sit around at your job and say, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do? And you don't look at the ratings, right?
I don't.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
Well.
Well, but someone here does, Elaine. To go down the road you're going.
To put it like this, Elaine, I understand where you're coming from. And my thing has always been, as long as they're not telling me the product that I'm putting out stinks, that's the only thing that I care about. And I haven't. Like, if I want ratings information, I'll ask Joe about that. And then I ask him the next question that comes after that, if we're doing well. But outside of that, I don't get caught up in that. I really don't. But I hear what you're saying, and I acknowledge that. But to me, it's just, to me, in this situation, and I understand that that's how it is in your job, but in this situation, when we've had so many instances of you doing the same thing around the same time, to me, that's not what you need to be commended for, in my opinion.
But, Elaine, I think the analogy is interesting, right?
It is.
The pat on the back, right? No one's saying today, build a statue to Rob Thompson, right? They haven't won the World Series.
Right,
but
right.
I just think, and you broke it down to 6 weeks, I think the first 2 months of the season, he's done a good job with this group.
Right. I absolutely agree. And I think that
you know, we all had expectations because it was a different team from last year.
Mm-hmm.
Same as the Eagles are going to be a different team. But I think we had expectations that, you know, in the beginning we were like, oh, what's going on, you know? And he came up. He came up to bat. And he did what he was supposed to do. And we're all happy.
Well, we are, as we should be. I mean, they have the best record in baseball.
You can yell at me. You can call and yell at me anytime you get ready.
Yes, good phone call, Lane. Call and yell at one of us again.
I don't have no problem with that.
She did hit you with a good analogy.
Well, yeah, it is, and I get that.
Pat on the back. More credit.
I mean, but you know how I feel about pats on the back. I like financial apologies more than anything. And for Topper?
Well, I'm not apologizing to Topper. I just feel like he's done a nice job.
Well, I look at it like this is how I look at it. If Topper wants the ultimate good job.
Mm-hmm.
Win it all. Get a new contract. Because I think when I look at Coach Sirianni, and we can all remember it the way that we want to remember it. Coach Sirianni, to me, was embattled that whole season. You know, when he cut his hair and, you know, he went off and was playing the mini men and, you know, he went into his little silo and all this other stuff. He was entrenched. And something was going on, whether or not the Eagles were happy with him or not. I don't know. This is me recklessly speculating like I like to do.
I mean, I wasn't happy with him.
No.
That's just me.
But there probably were some people that weren't happy with what he did.
Mm-hmm.
And I know for a fact there were people that weren't happy with the way that Jalen was playing. They won it all.
Of course.
They won it all. So that's what I'm saying. Let's tend not to forget that there was a bumpy and tumultuous ride that we had to get to this Super Bowl.
Totally. I mean, that's part of the story of the 2020
Eagles. Now you got me making feel like the drunk uncle at the barbecue yesterday telling somebody that their girlfriend wasn't that cute.
And you're wrong for saying that. The girlfriend's cute and Topper's doing a good job.
No, what Unc said, if you like her, I like her for you.
That's right. See, that's how Unc should act. Rob and Delco, what's up, Rob?
Good afternoon. Good morning.
What's going on?
Hey, Rob.
What's going on?
Listen, I'm with you, Joe, and I'm going to tell you why, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When they were struggling in the beginning of the year, not play, was he a good manager then?
Well, yeah, I think you are who you are, but the team wasn't playing well, right? And he's gotten them to play better for a pretty good stretch here.
I think he's always been a good manager. We always give him credit, regardless of whether the team's playing good or not. Because, listen, let's face it, it comes down to the players, Joe. It just
does. Yes. Well, especially in baseball, more than any. But I do think, though, and I mean, we had a caller earlier who mentioned they have a high payroll. I don't think this is a great roster. They have two excellent starting pitchers right now,
mm-hmm.
and they have three position players that are above average right now. That's it. And the bullpen stinks. I mean, I don't think most managers would win 65% of their games with this team.
Financially, they should have a great team, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, like, look at the Dodgers, guys. They have 21 losses. We thought they would win 120 games. Mm-hmm. That's not going to happen.
Mm-mm.
So is their manager not a good manager?
Well, I think Robert's a good manager. They've had a lot of pitching injuries, too. Their whole rotation went down.
They've choked a lot. They've underachieved
a lot.
Now, I know they got the World Series, and they had that other, you know, bogus one during
COVID. Oh, the COVID one, yeah.
Yeah, it's like the Lakers one. We won't count that. But so it's like, is he not a good manager all of a sudden? Is he good? I mean, because they got, you know, they could do whatever they want. They could spend whatever they want. But, you know, that's just my thing. Can I make an Eagles point real fast?
Sure, sure.
Just real, real fast. Here's my thing. Instead of these teams here attacking us, whether it's the tush-push or now all of a sudden there's this report about, you know, the way maybe, you know, the contractor, why don't teams try to emulate us, try to copy us instead of trying to get them rid of it? You know what I mean? Why don't they step back and say, man, let me see how he's putting these contracts together and start doing it like we're doing it. Instead of getting rid of it, why don't teams want to be like us or copy us?
I think they try, but they don't have the personnel. I do. I think that Howie could probably teach a master class on how to manipulate the draft or whatnot. It's just that I just feel like a lot of teams don't want to do that. It's a lot.
I think this shows, Rob, well, the second part, you mentioned the cap thing, the story that's out there now that they might try to stop teams from, you know, manipulating the cap with the dummy years. It just shows the advantage that we have with Howie, that, like, teams are, they don't know how to replicate it. They don't know how to hire someone as smart and as clever as Howie, so they just want to take it away. I mean, we really have an enormous advantage over every team in the NFL because we have Howie Roseman.
I just thought there's so high smart people. I can't believe they can't find, you know, these teams with unlimited amounts of money, these billionaires, can't find somebody as smart as Howie. to do what we're doing, to copy.
I know. The other part of that cap thing, too, though, is it requires the owner to spend cash up front and then kind of spread out the money as time. So you need – not every owner will do that, even though they're all billionaires. Or Rob, we appreciate the phone call. Not every owner will do it exactly like that. But, yeah, I mean, the Eagles have a lot of advantages. It's why they're the best team in football. Tyler in Bryn Mawr. Hey, Tyler.
Hey, good morning, guys. How y'all doing today?
Good morning, Tyler.
Good. Hey, so we've played a bunch of tomato cans lately, and that's been fun. It's been great, you know, but we have this series with Atlanta coming up, and that's going to be a real big test for Topper and these boys. You know, let's see what you do against some real competition. Acuna's back. He's been hot. So I'm excited to see what they can do in this series with Strider pitching tonight, I believe.
I agree, yeah. And the Braves, you know, they started off 0-7, so they've been well over 500 since then. They're coming now. I mean, you're right. Acuna's back and Strider's back, so we got to deal with them. And it is a big test. I mean, Tyler, I think we're 8 games up or so on the Braves. I mean, if we have a good week this week, we can kind of bury them and make it a 2-team race with just the Mets. So it's a big week here.
Yeah, that would be great. That'd be great. You know, and hopefully Topper's making the moves that, you know, he needs to make for that. But I think with Topper, the big thing is what makes the difference between a good and a great manager is the postseason. And he has been horrible in the postseason, making bad calls up and right, pulling Wheeler way too early. We need to get to October before we decide if Topper's a great manager, a good manager, or a horrible manager. Right now, it just doesn't really matter about much.
Yeah, well, that's where his legacy will be determined. I understand that point. And Tyler, we appreciate the phone call. I wouldn't say Topper's been horrible in October. He's had tough moments. The Arizona series was not good. It just wasn't. He also has had some good ones. I mean, do we forget the team he navigated to the World Series in 2022? That team wasn't very good.
The offense has been horrible in October.
And the takeover, the way that he did and get them to the World. Yeah, that was pretty impressive.
He had the game one in Atlanta a few years ago where Hugh and I were there, and he navigated like 6 innings from the bullpen.
Man, that was bananas.
It was
that
wild.
Was crazy.
Should he have gotten credit in 22?
Yes.
Are you asking me?
Yes!
For what he's doing? See,
well, like, that's technically, according to your logic, his job.
Well, you're right, Kyle. It is, but you've exceeded expectations. Is it fair to say that?
Yeah, but I think that's kind of the point Joe and I are making.
But he's exceeded expectations that year, right? He exceeded expectations that year, the year you're talking about giving the credit for, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yep.
So he's been in that sweet spot since then, correct?
Yes, but I think expectations have fallen off.
Well, I think he's exceeding them now.
I think expectations are different now too. Like, there's a lot of people who are like, "This is a 500 team,"
and he hasn't
didn't do
exceeded
anything
those.
In the offseason. I think right now they are.
I tell you what,
I get where you're coming from, but I think right now they are.
I tell you what, when I hear people talk about Topper, mostly diehard baseball fans, it's always they tend to have the most venom for him and vitriol when the season starts. And as the season progresses and they're where they are,
we appreciate
them. They tend to back off a little bit because the way that they said it was going to happen didn't happen that way.
Topper guy. I'm a Topper guy.
I'm a Topper guy.
No, not
I am.
No one believes that right now.
I am a Topper guy. Big time Topper guy. Love him to death.
215-592-9494.
If I could cook, I'll cook him dinner.
You're not a Topper guy, just like you didn't take the pledge. All right, is it time we give Rob Tubbs some more credit? The Phillies have the best record in baseball Memorial Day. I think it's time to give him credit. He's done a really good job this year. Plus, we want to get to something Saquon Barkley said last week about the Eagles this past season. He said something. He seemed very convicted in it. I don't agree. We'll hit that next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yes. Less time to talk about bacon. Well, you know what? As a matter of fact, it's time for me to take a break from talking about bacon because it's grilling season. It's official. Elevate your grilling game with Hatfield Marinated Pork Tenderloins, people. They're flavorful and so easy to cook. Hatfield's Marinated Pork Tenderloins can change anybody's game, especially at the cookout. They have Tuscan herb, honey garlic, teriyaki, lemon garlic. There are so many flavors to choose from. So head to simplyhatfield.com for retail locations and put some Hatfield pork on your fork.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.